Hi, welcome back to another episode of the Mimosas with Moms podcast. I'm your host, Abby Williams. Today we're talking about screen time. We're talking about setting limits around screen time, how we can use screen time for good, how we can complete some of our own self-care when our kids are utilizing the coveted screen time, and how to combat some of the power struggles that happen around screen time. I know that that happens a lot in my own home. I'm excited to be welcoming on Dr. Kara Goodwin. She is a licensed psychologist. She has her PhD in child psychology, and she is right in the thick of it with the rest of us. She has three small children, and she is translating recent scientific research into information that parents can use over on her Instagram page, Parenting Translator. All of her links will be linked in the description of this podcast. And if you enjoy this conversation, I hope that you leave this episode a 5-star rating and review. Your support here on the podcast always means the world to me, and I so appreciate you being here. So let's get started. Cheers. Kara, welcome to the Mimosas with Moms podcast. I am so excited that you are joining me here today because I think that this topic is one that a lot of us parents kind of struggle with. But first, tell my listeners a little bit about yourself.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm Dr. Kara Goodwin. I have an Instagram account at Parenting Translator and a website, www.parentingtranslator.com. Yeah. And I'm a licensed psychologist, child psychologist, and a mother of three young kids. So I'm using
it's
my
crazy
work.
Right now.
So crazy. So I have both personal and professional perspectives on this topic. I started my Instagram account and my website really to provide parents with some free resources. I've been a researcher and a psychologist for many years, and I took some time off to be with my kids, and I was shocked at the lack of really evidence-based information that's something that parents can understand, but is still accurate. So I really want to provide those free resources for parents. And I'm in the process of applying for a nonprofit so that I hope that these, I can continue to make these accessible to everybody.
Yeah, I think that that's awesome. And I totally agree with you. Like, there's definitely a need for all of this information, and I think that in a world right now where we're just isolated or, we're busy, having some of these evidence-based things right at your fingertips is so beneficial and so helpful. So I'm always so appreciative for accounts like yours. And today we're going to talk about screen time. So let's open the gate on this conversation, because I think a lot of us are, especially this past year, right? We're going through a pandemic, maybe the kids are at home, maybe things are remote learning. We need a break as moms.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so I think, there's a lot of stuff around the screen time where there's feelings of mom guilt, but there's feelings of this is a necessity, right? Yes. So kind of help us navigate what appropriate screen time kind of looks like.
Yeah. Yeah. So, it's a really hard question to answer. It was hard even before the pandemic to provide a good answer for this. And now it's really challenging, that kids were already, the American Academy of Pediatrics, some of us are familiar with that, has certain screen time limits, which is basically no screen time before age two. And then for young children, only an hour of screen time. But research shows that 87% of families are not following these guidelines. So that just goes to show that, and all this research, I should say, was before the pandemic. So I would imagine now it could be
5,000%.
Yeah, 5,000 would be probably the accurate number. We don't have a lot of research right now on the impact of the pandemic, because it's all, happening as we speak.
Real time.
And there are some reports that screen time has doubled in kids, which is extremely concerning. But, you know, on the other hand, as parents, a lot of us have no other choice. You know,
right.
If you need to work and you have a 2-year-old, it's going to be a lot safer for them to be in front of a TV than, you know, running unsupervised around your house.
Right.
So it's really a hard balance. And I think something that, you know, I try to think of, you know, that there is research showing that screen time is associated with, you know, developmental problems, you know, so lower IQ and behavioral problems and social development. But what we don't know is, does TV really cause those problems?
Yeah.
So if you imagine a family that lets their kids watch TV all day versus right. a family that does not let their kids watch TV at all, there are a lot of other differences between those families. And so what is it necessarily if TV that is causing those developmental concerns, or is it those other
more
differences?
Yeah.
So we don't know the answer to that. I guess it might be helpful to talk about things that would be a useful way for parents to think about that, knowing the research.
Yeah.
I think for me and my parenting, and based on my reading of the research, what I often think about is what would our children be doing instead of watching TV? So if you are in a position where, you could be, you know, you're in a good mood and you are done with your work for the day and you're ready to get down on the floor and play with your kids and provide them with some enriching experience. If you're doing that instead of TV, like, you should definitely choose that because that's going to be, your kids are definitely going to learn more from that situation than from watching even an educational TV show. So, but if you're in a position where, like I said before, your kid's in an unsafe situation and it's between watching TV or being unsafe, maybe you want to choose a TV show. If you are about to lose it and scream at your kids, which we all feel like that,
yep.
then maybe it's good to turn on the TV because we know there are, you know, potential negative outcomes of TV, but we also know there are potential negative outcomes of parents screaming at their kids. So,
right.
So like, it's such a balance as a parent. And I think it's such a challenge.
A lot of those like shows are like 20, 30 minutes long, you know, and like what a little like chunk of time that I can go unplug, you know, get my self-care. Maybe I'm doing some breathing exercises or I'm making myself something to eat because my anger monsters are like coming out, you know?
Yes.
And I think that like what you're saying is so true of, you know, what would my kids be doing instead? You know, what would I be doing instead? You know,
yes.
How am I feeling? I think that these are really, really important things to take into account.
Yes.
And to help like kind of combat some of that mom guilt around plugging our kids in, you know,
because
I think that like a lot of parents were kind of feeling that, especially this year when, you know, I have to work, but, you know, my kids are here, you know, and that they're plugging them in front of the tablets and whatever. And like you kind of said, you know, well, it's probably safer to maybe be plugged into a tablet than roaming around unsupervised.
Yes.
You know, and I think that that is a great shift in some of that mindset. I kind of want to go back to like some of the behaviors and like, I'm kind of curious what like the research kind of says around this. Like in correlation with screen time, because I see this like with my tiny people, my like toddlers, especially, well, maybe even my big kid a little bit, you know, like if they get too much screen time,
yes.
I can just like see it in their face, right? Like they are not my tiny people anymore. They have like these like crazed looks on their face and I'm just like, oh, so many regrets. Like I shouldn't have let you have so much screen time.
Yes.
Like I feel like that every single time. And I always am like, okay, like I feel like this every time. Let's like set a limit. You know, but then something happens, whatever. So I'm like curious, like what is kind of causing this? Like you can almost like see like a flip in like their brain, right?
That
they're just a little different once they unplug or you take it away, right?
Yeah.
What is this?
Yeah. There isn't really any research on like exactly what is happening, but I totally know the phenomenon you're talking about because I have seen it so often with my kids. It is crazy. And I'm sure every parent who's listening to this is nodding.
Look on them. And I'm like, oh,
yes.
Regrets.
Yeah. Yes. And so there is research showing that TV is linked with behavioral problems. Right. But like I was saying before, do we know if the TV causes that? We don't really know. So you would also think that the kids who have more behavioral problems, their parents might be turning on the TV more because they need more breaks. So do the behavioral problems come first or the TV? But I've totally seen that with my kids, and I would guess that it's very stimulating for their little minds, and I would think that it's so different from social interaction. I think it's probably hard to go back and forth between, this incredibly exciting show where things are happening and then go back to, okay, now let's read a book together. Like, that's not going to seem exciting.
I know. I almost kind of feel like once they come off of their electronic time and they've got like these crazed looks on their faces that I'm kind of describing, I almost feel like their brains are so stimulated, but their bodies didn't get the equal stimulation.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And so I'm like, all right, you have to go get, we call them our crazies in our house, which maybe I should change those words for them. I'm like, you need to go get, shake your crazies out, right? And, we need to go get some energy out.
Yeah.
And so then we'll get outside and I'm like, we need to reset. But then I kind of understand some of the parents that might not be able to get there. And then it's just easier to be like, oh my gosh, you're out of control right now. Just plug you back in, because it's easier to just plug you back in than to kind of deal with some of these big feelings or behaviors or whatever is going on.
Definitely. Yeah. Something else I've found is useful, as a parent, and it makes sense to me based on the research, is, having consistent times that your kids are getting screen time, if you need a break to make dinner every day at 5:30, which a lot of us do, or just in general, it's a tough time of day.
It is.
Very tough, especially with little kids. But if you need that, that could be your TV time. And then you're not going to deal with the whining throughout the day. It is, screens, as we all know, are so addictive that it's more so than anything else, even treats or, whatever else kids are into. I find that there's so much whining about screen time, unless you have really consistent rules around it. And if you sometimes say yes and sometimes say no, they're going to keep asking and they're going to push and push and push until you eventually give in. So I think having consistent and sticking to it, crazy, do not ever waver from that, because if you waver once, they're going to learn, I just need to push I just need to throw a full on tantrum and then I'll get the screen time. I found that's helpful.
That's what we do, tablet time only on weekend mornings. And that's more for mine and my husband's kind of benefit, that we kind of get a nice ease into a weekend morning instead of we just had the hustle and bustle of the week. We need our break time too.
Yes. Yeah.
We stopped doing electronic time throughout the week on school nights because I don't know. I just I notice differences in them, and I want to set you up for success to go to school. I want you to not have these crazed things happening to you. I want you to be regulated. But then it's hard because we do this for our benefit of the tablets on the weekend mornings. So we can have our time and we can ease in.
Yeah.
Maybe one of us could sleep in a little bit.
Yeah. And that's a great example.
Then it makes for a harder morning, to be honest.
Yeah.
In our house, it's not helpful a lot of the time.
Yeah.
And so I just hate that. And I hate that because I think that there's so many apps, shows, things on these electronics that are so educational and so beneficial also. Like, I hate to just like throw the electronics under the bus completely, you know?
Yeah. And I think, you know, you are right that they're kids are capable of learning from some TV shows and some apps. Like, it's not all bad. You know, there is research showing, like, for example, with Daniel Tiger, that kids really do learn some empathy skills and, you know, Super Why, a lot of these like PBS shows focus on one network, but a lot, you know, just because PBS being a nonprofit is able to kind of generate better high quality shows. A lot of these are really educational. And, you know, like I said, if you're going to be on the floor playing with your child and really teaching them, then like, it's better for you to be doing that than watching a show. But if it's between, you know, watching a show and you're sitting on your laptop trying to get some work done, then that's the better choice.
Right. No, I totally agree. Let's kind of go back to the recommendations of around screen time and how, what did they say? Not recommended screen time until age two.
Yeah.
What are like some of like, I guess, like maybe the side effects, or why are they recommending it not until age two? What do you do if you have multiple children in the home and the big kids are watching and the little one is one and he's like, this looks great. Which is what's happening in my house.
Yes. Yeah. I also have an 8-month-old and he, with the times he's seen TV, it's amazing. It's like this must be innate because they just stare at it and you're like, don't look. but yeah, it's so hard. So the reason they really recommend waiting until age two is because children, you know, there's a lot of research showing that children before two really don't learn from screens. So like I said, there are some preschool shows that children can learn from, but under two, they don't learn. There's a pretty famous study that looked at, I don't know if you've ever heard of the Baby Einstein DVDs. They were really popular.
My son was into them. He's 10.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So that would be like when they were super popular and they were marketed as, you know, these are going to make your baby smarter. And then, you know, the research showed that there was no, they had no effect. So basically, and
they were cute.
They were cute. And if you needed to occupy your baby, like, you know, it's fine, but they didn't have like the impact.
He was probably like 3 when he was watching those. So he was a little bit older.
Yeah. But they're not going to turn your baby into Einstein, it turns out.
If we could find like that program though, does.
It would be amazing.
It would be a lot better.
Yeah. So children can't really learn from screen time. The one important exception though is FaceTime or video chat. Yeah. There are studies showing that kids can learn from FaceTime. So I think that's important to remember right now if you're really desperate for a break with your little ones, that maybe you could set up with the grandparents, like, you know, they read a book over FaceTime so you can get like a breather.
And if you need lessons on this, like, my mother-in-law is amazing at this. She will like occupy my toddlers for 2 hours.
Amazing.
Like, not even like their shows will really occupy them. She does like show and tell. She has, you know, stuff at her house, a little like play together, like on the screen. She's reading to them. They're like telling her all about their stuff. Like, so she great. Is so engaging with them. And like during lockdown, like this time last year, it was like the only break I was getting. You know, and I had like the baby was a baby during that time. And oh my gosh, she is amazing at FaceTime.
Yes.
That's a gift.
If we can convince more grandparents to do that, I mean, it would be amazing.
Like, she needs to like develop a course or something on it because it's like, I truly think it's a gift. I don't know. I think it's hard. It's hard to really engage these tiny people for long periods of time, especially over a screen.
Yes. Yeah. And I think we've all seen, you know, with little kids, sometimes it's hard to get them involved in FaceTime. And I think you might have done this, but maybe, you know, you start out being right next to them, being like, look at the screen, look at the screen, and like keep prompting them. And then hopefully eventually you can kind of gradually take more and more time away. Right. And so you can actually use that break because.
And I think that weren't they saying this past year, I think the Academy of Pediatrics was saying that FaceTime like didn't count as screen time.
Yeah, it doesn't count at all. Yeah. So anything that's interactive. So if grandparents, other people in your life, if you can get them to FaceTime with your children to give you a break, that is totally acceptable and doesn't count towards the kids' total. Yeah.
What about like the remote learning? I don't remember like if I read anything about that. Does that count towards our like screen time total?
I would not count it towards a screen time total, especially if it is, you know, we're all using this word now, synchronous, which means basically that it's interactive. Yeah. I would not count it towards the total. The only thing I would worry about there is, you know, eye health, you know, with a lot of these kids. And unfortunately, the research shows that these blue light glasses don't really have an impact. So
I was reading that the other day too. Yeah,
if your kids want to wear them and it makes them feel better, it makes you feel better, like go ahead. It's not going to hurt, but the research isn't really showing that it has a huge impact. So,
I have a couple clients who are doing the remote learning. I do therapy with children and we're doing like telehealth right now. And I have a couple clients that are really complaining about headaches this past year. And I really think it's like being on a computer all day long.
All day. You know? Yeah.
And, like, I feel bad for them.
Yeah. And the other concern about, you know, the Zoom school would be, or virtual school would be the lack of physical activity. So making sure that your child gets regular breaks for physical activity, because that'll help not only their health, but also, you know, their ability to pay attention. You know, we all need breaks for physical activity throughout the day.
Yeah. No, I totally agree. That's what I'm just talking about. Those like crazies that like build up inside of you. I'm like, you guys need to go run. Like, yeah, I know. Like my kids have to be physical or you just watch it. It like builds up inside of them.
Yes, definitely. You know. I've seen it.
So Kara, can you kind of talk to us about what a, I guess like healthy screen time routine or kind of thing that parents can implement in their home kind of looks like?
Yeah. I mean, I think it definitely depends on your child's age. You know, so with young kids, like I'm saying, we've been saying under two, you know, it's really not recommended for the preschool age kids, like the 2 to 5 year olds, you know, maybe have, think of the time during the day when you need a break the most, and have that be consistently the time. And I should say, this is like, assuming we all get back to a normal world, like now, do what you have to do to survive. but when we're back to a normal world, think of the one time of the day and choose, you know, a high quality show, like the PBS shows, like I've said, are great, or a high quality app, you know, an app that you feel like is educational for them. And use that. Something, you know, I always think for myself and tell parents not to do is to use TV to help regulate your kid's mood. So, you know, if you're, it's so hard not to do this, but if your kids are having one of those days where they're throwing massive tantrums and, you know, they're just off and, not to turn on the TV, because research shows that, you know, when you do that, that they're not learning other coping strategies. So as hard as it is in that moment, you know, we need to try to make sure that children learn, you know, some coping strategies when they get dysregulated, and not just switch on the TV, because then they're, you know, you imagine going forward, they're going to think, oh, if I have these big feelings, I just need to, you know, turn on the TV and everything will go away. Right. Which is not how it works. And so that's, you know, that's another reason to just make sure it's a consistent time. So you're not tempted to turn it on in those moments when everybody's losing it. And yeah, just have consistent rules around it and make sure that you're monitoring your kids. If you can watch with your kids, which I know takes away from, you know, making it a break, but if you want your children to learn more from the show, you know, you can watch and label things that you see, ask them questions about the plot line, because you know, research shows if you're doing that, they're going to learn more from the show.
Yeah. No, I think that those are great tips. Kara, thank you so much for joining me today and talking about this topic. I know so many of us are in the trenches with how to navigate all of these things. You know, there's just so much more research and the world is different from when we grew up. So we're very much just like learning as we go.
Yes.
So I personally am always just like, very thankful that there's other professionals that we can lean into and that there's these spaces that we can learn from. Kara, tell my listeners where they can find you.
So my Instagram account is at Parenting Translator and my website is www.parentingtranslator.com. And I'm hoping to create like a free evidence-based guide on screen time for parents because I think you know, I get this question again and again about what does the research say? You know, am I really harming my child by letting them watch one show on a Saturday morning? You know, so I think that there's a lot of misunderstanding around it, and I hope to clear that up.
Yeah, thank you, Kara, and cheers to a healthier screen time life.
Yes, to you too. Thank you so much.